from Oroville, December 24th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Oroville Radio wishes everyone all over the world a joyous holiday with the hope for goodwill between each and everyone, and that each one is pain-free, at peace, and with a full belly. The weather in Oroville today is sunny and the roads are quite dry. Temperatures range between 22 and 27 degrees, with the wind today out of the northeast at 14 kilometers per hour, decreasing tonight to 3 kilometers per hour out of the west-northwest. Every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., Savitri by Sri Aurobindo, read by Mother, accompanied by Sunil's music at the amphitheater at Matra Mandir. Everyone is welcome under the vast open sky in the very center of Oroville, while the sun is setting. Christmas celebration at the Visitor Center, tonight, December 24th. The program starts at 6:30 p.m. with children singing and playing on instruments, followed by Christmas songs and finishing with a short concert by Alexander Zikarev. Please bring a cake or some biscuits to share a Christmas sweet together. The dinner will be served at 8:30 p.m. Oravillians and newcomers, rupees 110 for veg, rupees 225 for non-veg, and half price for children below 12. For guests, rupees 140 for veg, 285 for non-veg, and again half for children below 12. Mystic Sound Meditation, Call for Light, a unique piece of Russian culture. A new set of singing bells manufactured and played by Alexander Zikarev from Russia on Tuesday the 25th at the amphitheater from 8 to 8:30 p.m. One night only, a special event, Chanting with Upahar, Wednesday the 26th, 7 to 9, in Verite Hall. Nur Mystical Belly Dance Workshop on Wednesday the 26th, 2:30 until 4:30, and again Saturday the 29th, 2 to 4 p.m., in Verite. Nur Mystical Belly Dancing invites through rhythm and natural movements a deep contact with the body, emotions, and soul, thereby creating a special atmosphere for self-expression. These workshops will explore the basic relationship with the earth element. Dancing joyfully from the heart, empowering the feet and the fluidity of the spine and the voice. For more information about the teacher and her work, please visit www.danzanur.com. Le Pavillon de France presents a lecture by Séverine Labat, Islam and Algeria, Civil War, an Algerian Pattern, on Friday, the 28th, 4:30, Cinema Paradiso. Séverine Labat has a PhD in political sciences. She is a researcher at the French National Research Agency and a specialist of the Arab world and of urban violence in France. She speaks Arabic and has produced several films for French television. The first part of a trilogy called Algeria, Autopsy of a Tragedy, will be shown at the beginning of her lecture. The lecture will be held in French and translated simultaneously in English. For those who might be interested, a blue plaque has been put up on the outside wall of a house in London at 49 St. Stephen's Avenue, London, West 12, informing the passing public that Sri Aurobindo lived there back in the late 19th century. This is actually quite significant, as such plaques are normally only put up for famous people likely to be known to the British public for their work in the fields of politics, literature, science, the arts, medicine, etc. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville-radio.org. Thanks for listening.